of course, everyone is aware that Council did approve an application by Paws and Claws to construct their new facility at Craig Lee. Very shortly after that time, though, we were notified that there was an appeal. And the potential for appeals is always there with every planning approval. That's why Council, it's a very rigorous process in terms of the assessment by the planners against our town planning scheme. That's what it's all about. And so we knew, because we also were told by some people that they would appeal. And so we had to be very, very careful to make sure that that approval, when we gave it, subject to conditions, would stand up in the event of an appeal. Mm. Because it's a very costly exercise for all parties, including ratepayers, because Council are doing all this work on behalf of ratepayers. And so we made a decision, that's the councillors, to go forward with defending the appeal, defending our decision and defending our town planning scheme. Mm. And so that's what we did. The outcome, though, in terms of not going to a full court appeal and instead having a mediated process is a fantastic outcome for everyone and certainly a really good outcome for ratepayers.
Mm. And very, very sensible. And I congratulate all parties, both sides, for it. I can tell you, Julia, having seen Michael Kerr that day when he knew that it was all right, he looks 10 years younger.
Yes, I agree with you. Look, it's a long journey for him and his committee. And, you know, I've known committees over many, many years. And, you know, it is an extraordinary story. And, look, we're just really looking forward to making sure that, you know, Council and the community can do everything we can to get to the stage where we can actually all enjoy an opening of the new facility one day down the track.
That'll be terrific. Julia, Queensland residents, this is a great little story. Queensland residents are being encouraged to have their say regarding protection of the state's biodiversity. As a population, you know, the population and economy grows, all residents can contribute to the discussion paper regarding the state's environmental offsets framework. In other words, balancing sort of the environment with progress, so to speak. Now, you'd encourage that, of course.
Oh, yes. No, it's really important that people do have their say because that's what the state government is certainly offering, that opportunity. And it's at the core of, you know, a lot of debates and discussions here in Douglas Shire as well as many areas in Queensland.
Mm. We're talking with our Mayor, Julia Loy. Contractors have drilled more than 75 specialised soil nails into the landslip slope at the Alexandra Range on the Cape Tribulation Road and Alexandra Range to help stabilise that damaged area. It must have been badly damaged, Julia.
Look, it was, unfortunately. We've put up photos of sort of before and after on our Facebook site, and so people can have a look. We were very concerned when we first saw it because of the landslips and the road that had, part of the road that actually subsided. I mean, the real fear was that perhaps that would continue in the event of additional and further weather events. I mean, we're only at the beginning of March at the moment, of course. We still have many weeks to go where we do have the potential for further really bad weather, which, of course, we really absolutely hope does not happen. But we needed to move into action really quickly. This is the only road access, of course, north for our residents and people further afield and also for our tourists. And so we sought some specialised geotechnical advice, and the way forward that we're doing right now is these emergency works and with these specialised soil nails. So we moved really quickly. We were able to start the work quickly. We were able to engage the right contractors to do it. We're very much hoping that it'll all be completed in terms of having two-lane access by Easter. But even so, we've been able to minimise the wait time for people north of the river. Initially, we thought it would be a bit longer each way, but we've been able to do the work and still have a sort of steady flow of traffic, even though it is one lane.
No, it's good. And Marion and I had a chance when we went up that way a while back, you know, after some of the other bad weather we had, to meet some of those people working up there. And they're terrific people. I mean, they just get to it. They don't muck about, Julia.
Oh, look, I know. I mean, this is where we just have, look, we have fantastic people who work in so many different sectors of Douglas Shire. We have fantastic people who work for council. Everyone has got their main aim is to improve what we're doing and really be heroes in whatever job they have. We have a lot of people who volunteer their time as well.
Yeah.
And that's even when we have these types of weather events. You know, they're out there. They've got their chainsaws. They're making the access available because, you know, obviously council can't be in 100 places at once, you know, during a storm or straight after a storm.
And fantastic.
You know, that's where in a small community we really pull together.
Absolutely. Now, the Mossman Community Centre Boomerang Bag Group has come a long way since beginning its Boomerang Bag program back in 2017, around August, I reckon, and now supplies bags to the Mossman Hotel holiday villas for guests to borrow and bring back. Just another way, I guess, Julia, of doing the right thing in the Douglas Shire.
Look, it's such a fantastic, innovative type of concept. And I know that everyone involved, they're having a great time doing it. You see them everywhere. And it's just perfect in terms of that whole message of, you know, recycle, reduce your usage, return things for someone else to enjoy. And, yeah, I see them, you know, if I'm walking into supermarkets, people have got them. And they're really clever and really nice. And yes, I think we've had them at some stage at council. I haven't checked whether they're probably all gone like hotcakes. But it's a great, I suppose it's all part of this really big mix of caring for the environment in the Douglas Shire and everyone doing what they can.
It's interesting too. I don't know whether, just on a sidebar here, I don't know whether you've noticed, but there's lots of cafes, lots of resorts now are getting away or giving away those plastic straws. But there are still some places where the plastic straws are there. But it's amazing just how many different cafes, restaurants, resorts have got rid of them, Julia.
Look, I think people are really starting to get the message. The awareness of the detrimental effects of plastic in our oceans, in our environment, is so much greater than it was, I would say, even 3 years ago.
Yeah.
When, I mean, we started and supported Plastic Free Douglas around the beginning of the new council being established in 2014. There's been lots of, you know, different projects in relation to that. But the best thing is that the individuals and community groups sort of, and businesses as well, just take it up themselves. They can see the sense of it. They also want to protect our reef. And it is, we're getting back to your actual question, Paul. Yes, I'm surprised if I'm somewhere and I'm offered a straw, but it hasn't been for a while, which is great.
That is good. That is good. Well, Julia, you, myself and other media and other people in the tourism industry were special guests at a superb dinner in Port Douglas the other night as a bit of an entree to Carnival. And it really gave us a chance to meet the movers and shakers that make Carnival possible. It was a delightful dinner and so many lovely people that I was able to meet.
Look, you're absolutely right. It was a wonderful evening and very interesting people from really media outlets all around Australia. And, of course, they were invited to this sort of media for meal because, you know, it's our 25th anniversary. We certainly want to make it a really big show this year. And we've got so many great things planned. And so the opportunity for people who are not aware, of course, of the real beauty and spectacular nature of our Shire, really got a fantastic taste. Look, it was a beautiful evening in Rexmill Park. The food was, of course, fantastic. And that is, as you say, a big taster of what the longest lunch will have. So I would say to anyone who's considering the longest lunch, make sure that you get along because the food will be sensational.
Well, I tell you, I felt pretty special because we actually ate the menu of the long lunch, which was terrific to have that preview of it. But what about, did you notice the chandelier that they hung from the tree?
Yes, look, well, that's all part of, you know, we have Uptown Events, a local event company or run by local people. And this is the type of thing they do all over the Shire for special events. And
beautiful.
So they have those chandeliers hanging from the tree.
Oh, beautiful.
The table is just set beautifully. But certainly, look, you know, Carnival isn't that far away. And so I'd certainly like to encourage everyone to think about if you're, you know, with a group, submitting a float. It's going to be a huge parade this year.
Yes.
You know, we've got cash prizes for people, of course, and organisations. We really want to make sure that everyone participates and is involved and actually can enjoy what is our premier signature event in Douglasshire.
Yes.
And to have 25 years, there isn't many events, really, that can last 25 years and go from strength to strength.
Yep. Now, finally, and it is finally, Diggers Bridge is open. Julia, at last.
I think everyone's going to breathe a great sigh of relief, of course. Look, we have been hit, of course, like many other projects, by the weather events, and they were ones that really started in December. So we had the December weather event, we had the Christmas New Year, and, of course, we had the Australia Day, which has delayed the opening. But, yes, I was told it was going to be opened at 5 p.m. last Friday, and certainly everyone can get across now. And we have got some sections of the road that will remain gravel until after the wet season, because we don't want a repeat of what occurred last month when we actually sealed those sections just before a really heavy rain. But we anticipate that the reseal and the line marking will be completed by May of this year.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, you have a wonderful Monday, Julie, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, can I just add one little thing?
Sure,
For those who don't know, on this coming Friday, on March the 8th, is International Women's Day.
Ah.
And that, of course, has been going for a very long time. And we have some wonderful events, actually, traditionally, that have been held in the Douglas Shire. And so there's lunches in various places. The Port Douglas Neighbourhood Centre, of course, has run a lunch for many, many years at Salsa. Last I heard, I think there were 7 tickets left. They may have already gone.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, there is a limit on seats. But I know that there's lots of other places where people can enjoy a lunch or enjoy an activity. I think we've got, you know, savvy computer courses for women. There's a lot of things. And if you look online, you can see some of the events that you might be able to participate in.
Beautiful.
But mainly, I just think it's a great day. Look, it's a great day for everyone. All these events aren't exclusive only to women, but it's certainly a way of women celebrating and thinking about achievements and I suppose what we can all do to improve the situations in terms of participation and equity for women, not just in Australia, but across the world as well.
Good on you, Julia. See you next week.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Bye. Our Mayor, Julia Loy, there on Fab FM.